Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Monday, April the 20th. Yesterday in church, I did a lot more questions and answers than I usually do as we continued talking about, thinking about, praying about resurrection and how to make the hope and the reality of resurrection more real in our daily lives. And not just in that time, but in the other emails and conversations that I've had with you in the last 2 weeks, I've been struck by how little anyone has complained about doubting or disbelief. We have that story of Thomas, we often say doubting Thomas, the week after Easter. But for many people, what we are hearing and saying and sharing over and over and over in small groups or with me personally or in church is that people simply feel exhausted or overwhelmed and almost unable to accept the good news of resurrection. It may sound almost too good to be true, or we believe it, but we almost can't get close enough to the idea when we feel like that we are weighed down with so many other burdens. It doesn't matter what our place in life, what our season of life, what our job, what our family circumstances may be. It just seems that it's not a matter of doubt or disbelief as much as simply feeling overwhelmed and unable to free up the, well, spiritual or emotional bandwidth to even try and receive the good news of Jesus' resurrection. So I will come back to that idea that many of you also have mentioned, both in church and in other places, of finding a few minutes every day, no matter where it is, no matter how you have to do it, in trying to sit and go to that place of quiet, taking off the armor, taking off the masks that we sometimes have to wear to get through our days, and to simply keep our prayers very short and very simple. It can simply be, God, I'm here, I believe, be with me, show me, help me to connect. And there are many other words I could share, but if you feel as if that the whole idea of Jesus' resurrection and our resurrection and a threshold or a portal to the other side, if you feel like it's something that you believe but just can't quite muster the energy to pursue it or to understand it or to drop everything else and think about it, just know that you have a lot of company. And sometimes it's not that we doubt or disbelieve. It's just that we are so burdened by other pressing and difficult and sometimes scary things. So if that's the case, keep your prayers very short and imagine the resurrected Jesus walking with you. And even if the whole idea of resurrection is a little bit too complicated or too out there for you to grasp or grapple with, just remember that Jesus rose again. He died with loving words on his lips. He rose again in love, and you and I are included in that. Some days, that's not just all we can come up with. Some days, it's more than enough. Have a wonderful night, and we'll keep talking about it this week.